Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms house to your mum's house. 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 Arms house to your mum's house.
I know, okay, yeah, yeah, alright. I'll do that. I'll do
you've
it.
You've
got
to do it, and you can look, put down your head, your neck, stretches out your spine even more.
Bro,
but
man.
The lower back, like, it hurts when you do it, when you start doing it.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've started the recording now. Hopefully you can hear me. Wait, can I hear myself? Hold on.
See, I've got Latina in the background causing loads of mischief.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasó?
Yo. All right, sweet.
Cinco minutos.
So Theme was trying to fucking show me about backstory.
¡Cállate!
We're recording now.
You're on the podcast.
I've been getting it.
Yeah.
She's definitely on the podcast.
Yeah. I fucked my back up, man. Sciatica, lower back pain, shooting down my nerve, you know what I mean, on the right side.
What do you mean sciatica? You got someone told you sciatica?
Well, yeah, I've had it. This is my third time now. It's for the past few years. First time it happened, I went chiropractor, I went doctor, I went everywhere, man.
Whoa! I didn't know this shit.
Yeah, man. The first time I popped it, I was at work and I was carrying something heavy and I twisted and it fucked me, yeah? Second time it happened, I just tying my shoelace, bending down to tie my shoelace. And yesterday I was taking a shit, man. And I stood up from taking a shit and it fucked me up. I'm not even kidding. I've been immobile for 24 hours.
Wait. You'd finished the shit?
Yeah.
Or you were mid-shit?
No, I finished the shit.
You said standing up.
No, I went to the bidet and standing up from the bidet.
Yellow.
Fuck me up. I got a hairy Arab ass, man. I need a bidet to make sure that shit's clean. Too much information.
If you think you lot are wiping your bums clean, yeah, nah. With normal tissue paper, man.
Mm.
You got to get the one in between the normal bog roll and the bidet is the wet tissue paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you think you cleaned your barty, yeah, with the normal bog roll.
Yeah.
You're wiping and the bog roll is clean as a whistle.
Uh-huh.
Then you slick one of those wet ones in between your cheeks.
Yeah.
Forget about it, bruv. You weren't clean, bruv.
I got to have wet wipes on me, man, especially when I'm traveling.
You're about 60% clean, bruv. The flushable bog roll wet ones. Ridiculous.
Exactly.
And then up from there is the bidet.
Theme, I'm sorry. I know I told you the mic was cool, but it looks like you're mad peaking now. Is there any way you can just turn it down slightly? I know you haven't raised your voice, but I think the mic, if you can bring it down just a little bit. Sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I know. But yo, we are Arms House to Your Mum's House. Episode
69.
Yeah.
Who's that? Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, man. I love that movie, man. From the first one.
69, dudes!
But yo, man, fucking hell. Yeah, other than throwing my back out yesterday, man, I had an eventful weekend last week. And it's Tuesday, 12th of March today. But last weekend, you know, and my man Mutlag was still in town, you know what I'm saying? So we went out
Big up Mutlag.
Where did we go Saturday? We ended up like out there and then we ended up linking my bro Talal. And then it got to about 2 a.m. and then Mutlag was
I wasn't properly, tell me again, where were you?
We were out and about. I can't even remember where we fucking went out.
What do you mean I can't even remember. We, the listeners, we need to picture.
It's true. Where the fuck did I go? How can I forget
this
what
is
I did
like 2 days ago.
I know.
Come on, bro. Don't do a theme. You're doing a theme. You're playing it in a theme. Oh, yeah. I can't
I'm blanking
where
out.
It was. You were burning cigarettes there.
Oh, that's where we went. We went to the hip hop chip shop. I wasn't listening to you. I was trying to remember where I was, bro. Okay?
I just said you were burning browns there. You're like,
Yeah. I wasn't listening to you. We went to the hip-hop chip shop in Brixton because March 9th. Who died on March 9th, Themos?
Your mate.
The greatest rapper died on March 9th. Biggie Smalls, yeah?
So they did not Biggie Smalls.
do you mean? Who doesn't like Biggie Smalls? I fucking loads love him. I prefer him over Tupac, but let's not go into that discussion.
loads of people.
But Jim Sharp, big up Jim Sharp. He was there. Oh, yeah, we linked up with all the low lives. Big up Suicide Skier. Big up Plug. Big up Cope was there. A whole bunch of people were there. It was a good hangout. We had some pints in the pub up the road. Then we went to Hip Hop Chip Shop. I saw Oliver Sudden. Salute, Ollie. We're going to do an episode at his shop still, man. I was fucking hell.
Was he playing there?
Nah, he was just there passing through. But Jim Sharp was playing, sick DJ, incredible, playing all sorts of cool shit. And then we left there, linked my brother in Clapham in some crazy like throwback place where they had all old school arcades and shit. It was quite cool.
So Lyle's getting really Clapham now. Clapham Common, yeah. Love the Ruggers.
He's part of the gentrification, man. You know what I mean? But what was I going to say? Yeah, then Mutlug, because I was with Mutlug. Did anyone work out who Mutlug is, man? Don't be bait. Now, he said, yo, Thor and Drax and fucking a whole bunch of heads are at Teacher's house because it was someone's birthday. I can't remember whose. I think maybe Teacher's birthday. I don't even remember. So we all moseyed on down there. We bought a couple of bottles of rum, turned up at like 3:30 in the morning. It was most of the people had left. So it was just a small crew.
3:30 in the morning. Bro.
Something like that. And
that's when you turned up.
But Store was there. I love Store, man. He's such a cool, like good energy guy, man. And Teach, obviously, you know, legend. And Thor, salute Thor. And Drax and... I'm sure they won't mind me saying this. I mean, I'm not saying anything, babe. We were just around there drinking and catching jokes, man, telling stories and having fun, man. Who else was there? Did I miss anyone? Fatso, I think, was there and a couple other heads, man. But we missed most of the people. We turned up mad late.
Yeah, you turned up at 3:30. Who's up at 3:30? What are you trying to do?
I don't know.
What are you trying to prove? Are you trying to be 21 years old or are you trying to say, like, listen, I'm such a serious raver. Man, I turned up at 3:30, bruv.
Bro, we stayed there till 5:30, and
get the pickle out, bro.
But what was I going to say? Fucking, I forgot to mention that
you got put in DDS.
I'm basically in DDS now.
No, 100%, 100%. Nah.
Exactly. But now, I forgot to mention before we went to Hip Hop Chip Shop, I went to the Stockwell Skate Park. Hadn't been there. I've never been there before. It's only around the corner from Brixton Station. I've been past it on the bus. I've driven past it in the car, but I've never actually gone down there. It's, you know, obviously it's a skate park for people that don't know where people can graph and stuff.
Skateboard, you know? And a rollerblade, actually. Yeah.
So I had a bit of paint with me because I did a quick little dub in there. Nothing special. And so then when I was leaving Teacher's house, I basically walked home. Yeah, and I just... bear bombing all the way. I was just drunk, as you could imagine. Yeah, I was drunk as fuck. But I was doing mosquito bombing. Do you know what that means? You know what I mean by that?
It's Brazil.
I wasn't like fat cat bombing all the way down the high street like that, yeah? Like
you were doing that fucking nozzle that you've got that goes and you get a reach point nozzle. And it goes in that direction.
The needle.
You love that shit. It's Brazil.
But I was trying to get tags in places that would stay. You know what I mean? For a while. I'm always, you know...
Didn't put me up once.
I might have put you up.
It's a thumbs down.
I can't remember if I put you up. But that was the thing. This is the cool bit. When I left Teacher's house, I had to come back because my phone, I put it on charge and I left my phone. So I had to go back and I knocked on the door. I was like, oh, my phone. And he heard the jingling of all the paint in the bag. And I was like, as a joke, I said, I'm going to do some bombing on the way home, yeah? And I go, but I'm not going to do it around here, obviously, around your house. And he was like, whatever. He's like, it's cool, man. He goes, put me up. And I was like, easy. So I put up Teach. I didn't put you up, but I put up Teach. So all those driving up and down the Oxford Road.
You're going to be in DDS, bro. You're going to be in DDS for about 1 week.
I'm not in DDS. That's the first step towards it.
Can you remember?
I'm just fucking around, man. We've had this discussion anyway. I wouldn't even put up DDS even if they did, because it's I'm not in that crew. You know, if you're not in a crew, then you know it's not about clout chasing and all that shit, man. You know, so I'm only fucking around.
69 dudes.
You had a tune you wanted to listen to. Should we get that rolling?
Yeah, get that foremost? On, bruv. Get that on.
All right. Do you want
Omni Trio, no?
Omni Trio, but the Foul Play remix.
Remix, bruv. I was watching a documentary of fucking Canadian mainstream news, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In like 96 or 95, maybe even a little bit earlier. And it was Stevie Hyper D, Nicky Black Market, and some other guy.
Killer.
Flown to Canada, bringing Jungle over there.
My man Riddler went to Canada bare times with Nicky Black Market. They used to go Canada, yeah. And he used to come back. This is in the late 90s, and he used to tell me they're nuts over there about drum and bass. And I was like, is it?
They do like Canada? It over there, don't they? Yeah, Canada. But in the United States for a long time, they didn't know about it. But in Canada...
Mm.
In Canada, they take a lot of, they like link a lot of our music.
Yeah, and they have the Queen on their money. That's why, man. Because they got
this, like, they're not listened to like drill, like UK drill, UK road rap, UK.
And hip hop. UK
maybe
hip-hop.
Grime and shit. UK hip hop, like way more than Americans do.
Who's that fucking guy?
As a population one per thousand or whatever.
Who's that Canadian dad who's on like YouTube or on Instagram? Canadian dad, he loves hip hop, UK hip hop. And he just reviews UK hip hop.
Oh, yeah, wait, no, Canadian dad.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm just sorry, I just remembered that guy. He's Canadian, isn't
he? He got Scones and Manage. Some of them lot have had their shit.
Oh, he's done. He's been going around for years, man. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, whatever.
And I'm shit, not man. I feel like a chief. Scones has got a new tune now.
Oh, shit.
We should have fucking chosen that.
I'll tell you what. I'll put it in the edit here.
Yo, listen. Mumsy said that looks only last for so long. You better get smart. Use your brain. Only way in life to get a head start. And set the benchmark. And learn to think in your feet. Cause your mind can take you places that your legs can't. And choose wisely who your friends are. Cause those that made a poor choice were the ones that never went far. Grew up in Penge right across the road from Betts Park. Wasn't a place where you'd wanna go and trespass. Was just a little...
Now we're back.
Big up Skirmish.
Salute. Go support, man.
Big up Skirmish.
But no, but for now, Omni Trio, Renegade Snares, Foul Play.
Yeah, so they were in there fucking doing their jungle thing, and this bird is like a proper reporter going, oh yeah, so hello, like what is drum and bass? You know, what is jungle?
Yeah.
And they're like going, what the fuck? They're playing live on to like a crowd.
Oh, sick.
Nicky Black Market and this other DJ playing tunes and that. And Stevie Hyper's just standing there like an MC does, just standing there. So he's getting all the questions. Like, and he's like...
DDFD, Nicky Black Market, and we have Stevie Hyper. Hello and welcome.
Hello. How do? How you doing out there?
Now, you know that this show is national across Canada. You guys were told that?
Yeah, we know that.
And Jungle is a fairly new thing coming into Canada, coming into Toronto. It's been out there for a long time. So you'd be very well qualified to tell us, what is Jungle?
Well, Jungle is like music, all different parts of music, samples from other tracks, and then it's mixed in together, mainly hip-hop breakbeats and ragga samples, chats and bass lines, and then it made up into a track. And then everybody just gets hyped, you know what I mean? That's more or less the flavour of Jungle. It's a London something, though. It comes from London.
I bet you Riddler was there.
It's made out of this, made out of that.
I bet you Riddler was there.
It was early doors, though. It was early doors, bruv. It was I don't know if it was 96, 90. It might have been before that.
Yeah, but... Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
But Nicky Black Market looked young, bruv.
Mickey's such a
they were playing this tune in the background. I was like, yo, I remember this tune, bruv. And it might be hard for the arms house. We don't want to play the intro. Basically, I was only getting at that bit, like with the bells or whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, let me tell you a quick thing about Nicky Black Market. I booked him for the warehouse party once. Yeah, so he came down, proper safe guy. Obviously, I booked him through Riddler. So, you know, he hooked me up. He came through. He said, you know where his rider was? He said, look, make sure I got a cup of tea. Yeah, that's all he wanted because he drives, isn't it? So he's not drinking. And he had like about seven different other gigs that night. And he was like, just make sure there's a cup of tea. But the fucked up thing is, we're in a warehouse, yeah? So that
there was not a tea.
Well, we had to bring my kettle from home because there was no fucking kettles in there. I don't think I had to buy a bottle of water as well, like, you know, to make sure he had this nice cup of tea before he got there. So that was cool. But then I get a message from him every New Year's on like January, beginning, first week of January, I get a message from him. I think it's a big message he sends to everyone saying, yo, I'm available for bookings. Like, you know, he's on it, man, still. I love that guy. He's self-promotion. He's not like too big for his boots or anything. He's just
Black Market Records.
Just a cool motherfucker. But anyway, we're not going into a Nicky Black Market. He played this tune a lot, though, that's for sure. Omni Trio, let's go. This is a classic of all classics.
I'm not sure if it's the right mix.
It is. Wait for it.
And then I'm already thinking, because there's two different remixes with the same name, I don't know why.
This is the bit though, yeah.
Phenomenon, phenomenon, phenomenon.
Lighter Crew. This was the bit.
This is the mix, yeah, but this is the bit. Such a good tune to mix into another tune.
Exactly what I was thinking.
It, man. You know, when it mixes and then you're like, oh yeah, the next one's a bang bang.
Yeah. Oh man, my back is fucked.
I don't know, bruv. I don't know if this is the mix. But anyway, there's loads of good mixes. There's probably, yeah. I don't think that's the mix that I sent you, bruv. It was way more jungle than that.
Yeah. Well.
And the big up Jason Status for winning.
Whoa.
Fucking Brit. They won a Brit, that was it.
Yeah, man.
Best producers. And that basically means that I've won a Brit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Basically, theme. They should slice you half of that Brit. Should come to your
half
house.
Of that Brit. Yeah. That I mean. Talk to them on road. Like, pass me half a brick. Yeah. Half a little Brit award. Yeah.
Mad congratulations to them. They deserved it. I didn't watch the Brits, but obviously I saw the clip that they posted, and yo, man, much. They deserved it, man. Fully, man. The summer was their summer, man. That was a Chase and Status summer. Man. Yeah,
there was some girl who won fucking like 5 or 6 awards, and I never heard of her.
I mean, I didn't watch the Brits.
Until I saw who got that.
Yo, I got a story about the Brits. I was there because I worked for an events company.
In Brazil.
Nah, well, how can I do the Brits in Brazil?
In Brazil.
The Brazils. Nah. The Brazils. Nah, I fucking, because I worked for an events company, so we were doing a section there for VO5. It was like that was the brand that was sponsoring the event. So we were doing a thing for VO5 hair thing or whatever. But that was the Brits where Kanye West was there with all those grime dudes on stage and he had the fire. And then it was the same one, Madonna. I watched it with my own eyes. Madonna, when she took a massive drop coming down the stairs and the cape didn't untie and she took a fat drop and everyone in the place was like, what? It was like crazy.
This 70-year-old woman's just dropped on
We were all like backstage going, yo, that fucking, whoever her costume artist is getting fired, boy. Because it's literally like a clip that just didn't go undone and it just yanked her backwards.
You were there, bro.
That was hilarious.
You were there. Imagine being Madonna. I'm just going to get a bit.
Imagine being Madonna.
No, imagine being Madonna, bro. When Madonna came out,
yeah.
But she, and for like a long time, she was like one of the hottest things on earth.
Can you come to the microphone, please, brother? Why you keep walking around your house? Sit down, man.
Because I told you. You never listen. I said, I'm getting a bit.
This is an oral experience for people, man. An oral.
I love
oral.
A good oral experience. Fantastic choice of words there.
My dad loved Madonna, man. He fucking thought she was so sexy. That's another one. Like Janet Jackson, like I said last week, man. Madonna,
I was thinking about that a lot. Bun Janet Jackson.
Yeah, and Madonna. I didn't think she was even that. When she was young, okay, there was something sexy about her, but I
Janet
wasn't
Jackson,
into it.
If you liked her, you were basically
into Michael.
Into blokes.
Straight up and down, man.
It looked exactly the same. There was a period when they looked exactly the same.
Damn, man.
When both of their plastic surgeries were just at this level where they looked like fucking twins. And then for only lasted a short while, and then it went
down. Bro, have you seen what Madonna looks like now, man?
That's what I'm saying, bro. You imagine being Madonna.
She looks like, wait, I heard someone describe her. She looks like a bulldog chewing a wasp. Yeah. I always thought that was hilarious.
There's some famous book, bruv, that when Madonna came out.
Yeah, Sex. It was called Sex. I think I got it somewhere. It. Yeah.
And it was like barred or something like that because it was too...
Yeah. And that was...
I don't know when that must have been like early...
It was in the 90s.
Early 80s.
No, it was in the 90s. Yeah, it wasn't... She was already like... Maybe it was late 80s because you know what?
It was before like the beginning of her shit.
Wouldn't have been right. Man, it wasn't.
It wasn't during the holiday.
It wasn't during that bit. It was after that bit because she was still in a pop princess. This was when she became sexy. This is when like a virgin and all that shit came out. But yeah, sorry.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But all that shit came out.
Yeah.
And you're known for all that kind of shit, and you're a bird.
Yeah, it was revolutionary.
There's a lot of pressure on you to look hot. Like blokes, you can just grow old and not give a shit, bro. You can have like stains on your shirt. You can have like the same trousers for every single day. Doesn't matter. Go outside in your slippers and shit. Doesn't matter.
I mean,
birds who have always tried to sell their looks and just one of the main things going for them is how fucking sexy and hot they are and shit like that.
It was definitely they get a lot old more. Like that. Yeah,
and she's just thinking because look at your back. Like age, bruv, there is nothing. It is the worst thing about all things. There's nothing worse. Nothing more unforgiving.
Yeah, unforgiving.
Nothing more that's only downhill than getting old. Well, the only thing you can do is fight it to the best of your ability. And if you got the dough, you end up looking like that.
Now, I don't like it when people fight it to the best of their ability. You can grow old.
If you do it, like go to the gym and take care of yourself and rah. That's fighting age to the best of your ability.
No, you're growing aging gracefully is what they say. Because you're not fighting against it. You're growing gracefully with it, man. Like
I'm going to fight against it.
Meryl Streep, for example, she's still gorgeous, man. You know what I mean? In her old age, she's not done too much. I'm sure she's done plenty of work, but like she's not done too much. You know what I mean? Doesn't look weird, you know what I'm saying? Neck is always the giveaway, the neck and the hands, man. But,
like some little goosey turkey neck.
But also, listen, I don't want, because we've got lots of female listeners, man. I want to big up the female.
We're talking about getting old. I'm talking about getting old as whoever you are.
I'm saying you're all beautiful on the inside, man.
Fuck you, you're all butters, bro. You're all butters.
Let's talk. But
that's a great clip, by the way. You're all beautiful, man. You're all butters, bruv.
Now, what was I going to say? So, what you watched the agent?
Oh, yeah. Your dirty little weekend, going to teachers at 3:30 in the morning, getting 1 foot in the DDS door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was at home on the sofa, bruv.
Mm.
Oh, bruv, I went took the missus to some bar in Soho. Six drinks is £120.
Fuck me.
I wasn't even looking there because I had a well comfy seat.
That's dangerous.
You never get a comfy seat. I left on Friday after work when it was ram, but it's like this quite nice bar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't even really see that it's a bar. It looks like a part of the building. Anyway, go in there. And because we got good seats in the corner, I was able to cotch properly because I've come from after work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just chatting kayate, kayate, kayate. And I'm listening, going, yeah, kayate, kayate, kayate. And just ordering six drinks. I didn't think it would be like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, fucking hell. One of them, two of them were beers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And £126.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. Nuts.
Came back, got on the sofa and just typed in AJ Anthony Joshua versus Ngannou, watch free.
Ah, okay.
The first link I clicked on, this never happens. So that the first link, clicked on that. The first link on the web page, whatever page it was, like sports, blah, 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 blah. Clicked on that, it came on. I was like, I'm watching this, bro. 100%.
And it was in English? It wasn't like some, like, you know, like...
It was the Dazan feed. Okay, Dazan was like one of the channels, like the boxing channel.
Okay.
Completely in English, but it doesn't matter if it was in Arabic, fluent in Arabic. Bro.
Exactly. It was in Riyadh, wasn't it? It was in Saudi Arabia. They got lost.
It was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't know too much about this guy in Ghana. AJ is 2-time world heavyweight champion of the boxing.
Wait, hold on. Is this Joe Rogan podcast? Sorry, man. I didn't realize this was Joe
Rogan podcast. I'm
just kidding. I know about AJ. I don't like him that much. He won't fight Tyson Fury, so he's a pussy, in my opinion. So I don't know
Ngannou,
shit.
Yeah, Ngannou, his first ever boxing fight, ever professional boxing fight, was against Tyson Fury.
Oh, yeah, and he beat him, innit? Didn't he?
I reckon he beat him. Lots of people reckon he beat him.
Oh, he didn't.
He lost on points. But he knocked him down.
Yeah. I saw Tyson Fury down. Damn.
This guy Ngannou, yeah. I put £1.65 bet on him.
He's a hench motherfucker. Oh, is it?
£1.65, yeah. I went to my Betfair account. I was like, right, there's £1.6. Let me put it on Ngannou's, yeah. Because I'm thinking, who the fuck? Like, who the living... And I tell you about the story of this geezer, yeah. Mm. Who... Well, I'm just like, how does this guy lose? This guy has never... This guy's lost, like, through life. And now he's... There's no, like, being scared of the fight. Plus, he's the heavyweight champion in the UFC.
Mm.
These geezers are, like, licking you to the face with elbows and knee... To your face, man.
Yeah.
Like, full-on... Hey, tiger! Elbow, brocking people up, bruv.
Yeah, you'd crush our skulls.
He's the heavyweight champ.
Yeah, but for UFC, he's created it. Bruv, ever since McGregor fought Mayflower, what's his name? Mayfair. What was his name? Mayweather, yeah? Since he... See, guys, just how much I know.
Floyd Mayweather, Mayflower.
Yeah, the Mayflower. Isn't that the boat that came over to America, the first boat that was the immigrant? Anyway.
In the Mayflower.
But ever since that fight, I stayed up till late to watch that, the hype behind that. But then, you know, obviously in a UFC fight, McGregor would absolutely wipe the floor with Mayflower, yeah?
Yeah, in the first round.
Yeah, within the first 10 seconds, he would have cut his arm in half, done, fight over. You know what I'm saying? So quickly. But in a boxing match, you saw Mayfair schooled him up. You know what I mean? And everyone was just banking on him just getting one clean hit. If he hits him once, it's all over. He hits him once. But like Mayweather, his whole thing is about defense, man. It was never going to fucking happen. Yeah. So that's why when I heard about this fight with him and he's a UFC champion or whatever, it doesn't impress me, man. It doesn't impress me much.
But everyone, you're just saying, you know, if only he gets that one clean hit.
Yeah.
Ngannou got that hit on Tyson Fury and knocked him down.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's not like someone's coming from something where there's like not really combat. Like stand-up combat in the UFC. Goes to the floor a lot because of jiu-jitsu, but it's stand-up.
Yeah,
and you have to protect from much harsher licks. And you have to train for, like, you know, more intense kind of five-minute rounds and shit like that.
But I heard as well, because they don't wear those big gloves in UFC, because, okay, you'd think, oh, they're not wearing gloves, so they must hit harder, it must hurt more. But apparently, because boxers have big gloves on...
It's a bigger surface area.
They swing harder as well, because they're not going to damage their fingers, you know what I mean? Their fist or whatever. Anyway, I remember hearing about that somewhere. Probably in the hype.
But Ngannou, bruv!
Yeah. He's a big
fan. Bun you with your fists, Maddie. Yeah? This geezer is ridiculous. Yeah?
Mm.
He was working in a landmine for £1.50 at the age of 10. You know what I mean? Like digging out the fucking land.
Which country? Do you know which country?
In the Cameroon.
Oh, damn. Okay.
In the Cameroon, yeah. Parents gone.
Yeah.
Geezer raised himself in a landmine. For £1.50 a day or a week. Well, I've read it down. No, £1.50 a day from the age of 10. From the age of 10.
Fuck yeah, no.
Grows up in the Cameroon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On his J's. Thinks, fuck this. I'm leaving. Yeah.
Mm.
Walks 3,000 miles.
Theme, can't make me laugh, man. My back, it hurts when I laugh, man. When I cough and when I laugh, it makes me fucking in pain. But yeah, sorry, he walks
3,000 miles to somewhere like Algeria or Morocco.
Wow.
From the Cameroon, yeah. Bops. Imagine the bop.
Oh, man. I don't like his walking to the shops.
His old man was a known fighter.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Everyone's looking at him going like he's going to be tonking a fighter. Bare different gangs trying to associate, bare different shit going on in places that he was walking through in Africa. You know what I mean?
So he was basically, he was the touch of Cameroon.
Everyone was like, do you know touch? Yeah, I know about that.
He's in every crew.
Giza is already Tonka's dick.
Yeah.
His dad's a fighter. He's got no parents. He's wrestling whatever animal he comes across in Africa. Busting everyone up, bruv. What, bruv, do you know how fucking dangerous it is to be a youth? Yeah, imagine walk from fucking Cameroon to Algeria on your days. What, no tent, bro? I'm bopping. hitchhiking and all this kind of shit.
Yeah. Insane.
But if he gets there, the police catch him, or whichever authority catches him, takes him back to Senegal.
Oh,
so he's got no passport, no possessions.
Damn.
In Senegal, because you've been arrested and all your shit, like everything, nobody dumped in Senegal. It's got nobody there, bruv.
Jesus.
Bosses up everyone there, bruv.
Yeah.
Gets bored of that and thinks, right, I'm going to bop again.
Yeah. Goes again.
This is true, bruv.
Yeah.
Goes again. Goes to Morocco, Algeria, I can't remember. And gets nicked again.
Jeez.
Three times, bruv, he does this.
Mm.
Three fucking times, bruv. And each time he's nicked. Each time he's on his J's. And each time he gets done possessionless. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm. Damn.
Then he gets some Senegalese papers or some shit somehow. And then he gets another... Now he can have another three attempts.
Okay.
The next three attempts, bruv. Boyed off.
Nothing. Oh, shit.
Yeah. The seventh attempt, bruv.
Wow.
He makes it to Gibraltar. And then he gets in. When he gets to Europe or America, I don't know how he gets to America, but when he gets somewhere, someone says to him, bruv, you need to go cage fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're ridiculous, bruv. You're Tonka's dick.
Yeah.
And he goes, seven times, bruv. Imagine walking, like, fucking doing that on your J's with nothing. With nothing, yeah. You go to fucking some gym. You live there. Of course, he has to live in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no house. He's made it to America. When he gets to America, has to rent a room in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But he pays no rent. He has to live there, bruv. Man. Shall I have a go at UFC? Yeah, I should. Wants to be a boxer. Goes into UFC.
And he's been
licks from everyone since... in these like $2,000 tournaments, £2,000 for the winner. Man's got nothing, bro. He's traveled across Africa like seven times, bro.
That's what
do
I'm
you
saying.
Know what $2,000's gonna mean to him, bro? He mocks you.
Yeah.
And he's Tonka's dick.
And like
he
you
just
said,
takes over.
Like you said at the start, like when it comes to fear and mind games, and you know, because like we say, 90% of it is mind games before you even get in the ring, you know what I mean? But for him, having lived that life, if anyone's sitting there going, oh, I'll kick your ass, he's like,
who was it? Who was it? Someone fought Mike Tyson at Mike Tyson's like scary peak.
Yeah.
And the geezer's mother had just died.
Oh, shit.
And he beat Tyson. And everyone knew it's because the guy's mother had just died. It wasn't scared of everyone was scared of Tyson when he did the ring walk, came to the ring, and it looks like a fucking horrific.
Yeah, because I'll eat your kids, man. I'll fucking what I mean.
That's why he had the black shorts. That's why he had the black boots, black socks, black gloves. That's why he did that.
He was a fucking monster, man, for sure.
Yeah.
But
that geezer, because he didn't fear Tyson, because the worst thing that could have happened to him ever happened.
Happened, yeah.
And then he fight Mike Tyson. He doesn't care.
He felt he had nothing to lose. That's the kind of thing you need is that kind of mind state of you got nothing to lose. You know what I mean?
When you've lost everything, you're like, well, who exactly? We're talking about Mike Tyson. When you've lost everything, you're like, who the fuck is Mike Tyson? I don't give a fuck. I'll have to fight him. If I win this, I win this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's what Ngannou was doing, bruv. $2,000 tournaments, $5,000 tournaments. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. Goes to the UFC, bruv. Licks everyone.
Damn.
Everyone.
Yeah. I need to watch some of his highlights.
If you get punched by Ngannou, they think he might be the hardest hitting puncher on the planet, like in terms of all, like, you know, Deontay Wilder, AJ, he's right up there.
Jeez.
He fucking licks you down. And he's not coming from a place where there's like, you know, he's coming from events where there's hundreds of thousands of people watching. Hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people watching in American, like fucking American football stadiums and shit. And millions of people around the world. So he's not like, he's not praying of that.
Nah.
And I'm just thinking, shit, boy, this geezer. And I put my £1.65 on it. But that's the story of Ngannou. Like, how fucking. That's what I thought. That this geezer, he could beat anyone.
Bruv, I watched the highlights and AJ fucked his shit up.
AJ come in, bruv! Have you ever seen?
Swinging his chair.
Such a ridiculous merkin, bruv.
I watched the highlights. They're only 2 minutes long, the highlights.
AJ, Anthony Joshua did boxing proud.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua put an end to all this kind of, oh, if you can cross over here, we can cross over there. They should bun all that now.
Yeah, exactly. But wait, how old is Ngannou? He's old though, isn't he? He's an old man.
No, they're like 2 year difference.
Oh, is it? AJ, okay. I didn't realize. I thought Ngannou was like old now, but oh, okay. Right, yeah, definitely.
See, Ngannou has been punching people in the face and getting punched in the face. Mm-hmm. So you obviously know he's got like defense from getting punched, holding up his gloves, trying to move them, but he's parrying every single punch away. Just little things like that, keeping your elbows in. You can't really keep your elbows in amazing if you're allowed to throw kicks as well. You know what I mean? You would bring your elbow down. All this kind of shit. In boxing, it's just boxing. So just those tiny, not tiny, those fundamental fucking things that your coach goes on about all the time, like from day zero when you're 7 years old. You know what I mean?
In boxing,
this is how you defend this. Yeah, in boxing. That's solid, the because thing. There's only a range of different punches that can come at you.
Exactly.
And AJ showed, yeah, that the dedication to those and the learning of those like, actual boxing fundamentals. He just saw a little, and Gunner was like that, and he walked up towards him, and AJ just thought, no, that's not like really a boxing guard. I can definitely get through that and just...
The right hand, and it just linked it. But then he buckled, you know when they buckle their leg when they're falling backwards, when they get knocked out? That's why I fucking hate seeing that shit, man. Like, it fucking makes me cringe. Yo, you mentioned Mike Tyson, because when you told me you wanted to talk about this, I thought, yo, we had to play this tune, man, because he knocked him out in the second round, right?
Yeah, knocked him down once in the first round.
Yeah.
Knocked him down again in the second round, and then the geezer got up, and AJ walked up to him like it was like some sort of London Broad. And walked, shut up, my youth!
So here's second round knockout by Can I Bust.
Tyson here speaking with the cannabis man over here. Yo, cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle it.
You want to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you laser vocals at the mind. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you see
LL Cool J,
you only dropping clues. I studied your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches to see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body because it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me because I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you want to fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga.
You just hold it right there.
I think, you know, now, come to think of it, I think we might have played that song already on the podcast. I think one of the first episodes.
Can I Bust, bro?
Yeah.
Used to be considered as a fucking... Used to be. Mm. Now, not even used to be before he got bodied by some rapper over here. Like a some
disaster. Like an American LA disaster. Yeah, absolutely embarrassed him. Yeah, he just pulled out the notebook.
Fucking body bagged him.
Yeah.
He pulled out the notebook.
It was hilarious, man.
He used to be considered like one of the rappers who could actually rap. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't know about hip hop, you don't know about nothing, bruv.
Cannabis was incredible. I remember when he came to London and he went on Tim Westwood's show.
But he's obviously not.
Well, no, he was when it came to writing lyrics and doing battle rhymes on lyrics in that time, like 99, 2000, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, he was untouchable when it came to writing battle lyrics. But he would chat about how I'm going to battle you, I can fuck you up. And he used to do ill lyrics, yeah? But he just couldn't freestyle, man, to save his... Like, that's what we found out in the battle, is that he couldn't freestyle and his writings were shit and he blatantly didn't even take time to prepare. Like, you know what I mean? He just fucking just took the money, you know what I'm saying? And he got embarrassed and he probably regrets it, man.
Take the money, yeah, run.
And also, from the 90s to now, when it comes to battle rapping, it's just gone so, like, you know, there's so many levels above now from what they were doing back then. And cannabis kind of just stayed on that level. So he was, at one point, he was the king. Even Disaster.
He was selling records.
Yeah, exactly. But even Disaster, who beat him in the battle, he said, look, he was my inspiration starting battling. You know what I mean? Cannabis was the king. But then he fucking wiped the floor with him. What did he say? He said one lyric. He goes, it's like putting my own dog to sleep, man. Like, it's like that was one of the lyrics.
How do you remember this shit? That's good.
I got memory when it comes to useless information. Yeah.
Now you got memory when it comes to hip-hop.
Hip-hop, baby. Some things stick, some things don't, man.
Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul, bro.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson is but it's full of money now. I hate that Jake Paul
guy. It's made me very upset, man. Very upset.
Nah, fuck it. Let Tyson get his payday. He's gonna get paid what, 20 mil, maybe more. You know what I mean? Cool, man. It's fine, but he's gonna get, like, you know, I don't know. It's not gonna be a good fight.
Yeah, he's 58 years old. Bro.
Exactly. He's still. I mean, he's still got it. There's videos.
28.
There's still videos of him, of Tyson in the gym hitting the pads.
He'll be able to hit pads when he's like 80, but he's, the geezer's 28 years old, bruv.
Isn't it? Exactly.
He's going to move much quicker.
I really hope Tyson knocks him out, but I doubt it'll happen. I just hate Jake Paul and this whole YouTuber kind of influencers becoming boxers. And fine, if they box each other, all good.
Killing me, bruv. He's fought Tyson Fury's brother.
I know.
All the other people. He's fought another geezer quite recently, actually. Who I think was a boxer, I think. But all the other people.
Yeah, just dickheads.
Retired, like UFC guys. Retired UFC guys or dickheads.
It's just money making, man. Like, because boxing has always been about money making. Of course, the big fight, the money, like they call it, what is it, the money draw, or whatever they call it. Like the people who are going to make
money. Paul's making a shit ton of money from
bare boxing. Of course, bare money.
So all of the fucking shit is his promotion.
It's because he...
They sold this one to Netflix, bruv. This is coming out on Netflix. I don't know if that music comes out for free on everyone's Netflix or what, but...
I'm not surprised, but the thing is...
It's just it's advertising, but he's very, very, very good at marketing.
It's playing the heel, similar to Mayweather, man. Everyone wanted to see Mayweather get knocked out. That's why he drew that much money. So every time he had someone, they were like, oh, this time he's going to get knocked out, this time. That's what built this hype and made it so
very upset.
Lucrative.
Mike Tyson said yes. You know what I mean? Mike Tyson's doing well on that podcast.
Yeah, but still.
A bit of dough put away.
Imagine he's like, he's just got to not look like an idiot, basically, which is, I don't know, you know what I mean? But he's going to get a massive, you know, massive paycheck. I don't blame Tyson for that, man. If they dangle, you know, 20 mil in front of him, 30 mil for one night's work.
It's fucking annoying. Mike Tyson is the exact sort of geezer you want to put in front of Jake Paul, that I want to put in front of Jake Paul. The exact, but not a 57.
Yeah, the young Mike Tyson, of course. But Jake Paul wouldn't do that. He's not an idiot, you know what I mean?
19 knockouts, 19 years old, 19 wins, 0 losses. That Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But fuck me, so annoying that something that he said yesterday. There'll blatantly be clauses in the contract. You can't, you know, rare red this, rare red that. You can't go down, rare red. Like, there's no way. Maybe Jake Paul's very confident that he's not going to get hit by Mike Tyson. I'm thinking if there's a way Mike Tyson could hit him, then yeah, he could hit him.
Yeah, yeah. But well, let's see. I mean, you know, are you gonna pay to watch? If you have to pay to watch it, would you pay to watch that fight, or would you just wait
the next day? You just read the news or see it on YouTube.
Exactly. Fuck that dude, Jake Paul. I'm never gonna pay to watch
Mike.
I'll never pay to watch Jake Paul fight, man. Fuck that.
I remember watching Frank Bruno versus Mike Tyson on a camping holiday in a fucking caravan, like an old, you know what I mean? It might have been late. No, it would have been early.
I remember watching
early 90s on one of them camping TVs.
Oh, shit, on the small ones, the little...
in a caravan, like portable TV back then, you know what I mean? Aerial coming out, sick.
But listen, we were chatting about the lady listeners earlier. We've lost them now completely. We called them butters, and then we just chatted about boxing for the past
everyone's butters.
Everyone's butters. I know, we're only joking, man. We love you, man. But that leads me into someone sent in a question for us, man. I urge everyone here, if you have a question for us or a query.
Any query about life.
Anything. You want to hear our opinions on something, or maybe you've got a problem, you want us to solve it, we can solve
it. We'll solve it, baby.
Doesn't even
the love, doctors.
69, dude!
And we don't even...
Now we've lost them again.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be about graph. It can be about anything you want, okay?
I want deep questions.
So this is a young lady listener. Sent this in. I'm not going to say who it is. She didn't,
specify. Any
she didn't specify, so I won't. You know what I mean? And that's another
thing. I haven't heard this.
Mm. But wait.
It's the first time I'm hearing it.
Theme is going to react to this live now. But another thing I wanted to add, please, I want you guys to send in voice notes. Yeah, we're not going to bait up who you are, who sent it in, but we want to play them so we're not reading it out. So, you know, you can let us know. Anyway, let's go into this by... Mademoiselle.
Right. Okay. Amazing. I've woken up. I'm back. So I basically don't have a question because I don't want to air my troubles to the world because I've got too many troubles.
Fair
but
enough.
I do have a bad date story and I want to know what your worst dates are or any funny bad date stories because I've got loads and it's lols. So I met this guy and I was really drunk when I met him and I thought he seemed really hot and he had the same name as me, Al, and the same birthday on the 3rd of Jan. And I was like, oh, the moons have aligned. It's meant to be. Then I went and met him. Turns out he was so far back in the closet. He was in Narnia, as gay as the day is long, but clearly in denial. The whole date was super awkward. So I started drinking shitloads of wine, like shitloads, because he took me to this really fancy restaurant. And we were on this table that was like on a step above some of the other tables. And it was like proper. It had like a white tablecloth on it and all this stuff. And I was so drunk. I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. Stood up, somehow got tangled in the tablecloth, pulled the whole tablecloth off, fell down the step, all the food, all the drinks just fell completely on me. Then we basically got kicked out of the restaurant and he had to pay for the whole meal because it was too expensive for me to afford it. And yeah, I never heard from him again.
Damn.
But tell me what yours was. And also, anyway, that guy was punching, mate. He was punching.
Okay, yo, thank you
punching,
for sending that.
He was punching. He sounds like he was punching.
Well, he's gay, apparently.
Punching someone's butty, Chris, yeah.
I like that. He was so deep in the closet, he was in Narnia. Like, I've never heard Narnia. That. That's jokes.
Yeah.
No, but big up for sending that in. So bad date stories, because that, yeah.
So she got pissed off. I think we should talk about hers for a bit.
Yeah, go on.
She got pissed off. Not pissed off, but she just realised that he was fucking gay.
Yeah.
She's like, why the fuck am I even here? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you be thinking that? Like, yeah, what the fuck? Why we're in this really posh restaurant, really nice restaurant, and you're blatantly like gay?
Well, I would do what she did, man. Just drink, man. Fuck it. Just have some free drinks.
So you would assume that, oh, well, fine, then we're just here as brethren, so I'm just going to get licked. Right, waiter, and then get licked.
Exactly.
That's what I would do as well. I would do exactly the same thing.
But he was trying to impress her. He took her to a nice place.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's weird, because you're... Like, well, why are we here? You're not trying to get the nani.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but you know you're punching, bruv. So we know there's a slight element of you trying to get the nani. You know what I mean? 100%.
It must be, yeah.
Because you know you're punching. So you're thinking, rah, I can get this hot girl's nani. I'm going to take to this posh restaurant. It's going to be the lick. You know what I mean? It's going to be the nuts. She gets there. She's like, this geezer's flagrant. It's not happening, bruv.
Isn't it? Oh, man. Yeah.
Then she what?
And then she like, so she, yeah, she had it
never
like,
heard from him again.
Caught up in her dress or whatever. She got up to go to the toilet and pulled everything off the fucking table, went everywhere, went all over it in this nice, well, hoity-toity place.
And he had to pay for the whole thing and she never saw him again.
Bounced.
Listen, love.
But that's one of those things.
Again anyway. He was punching in the first place.
It's embarrassing when it happens, but as you can tell, you know, obviously you look back on it and it's just funny. You know what I mean? No one got hurt. You know what I mean? Maybe his wallet a little bit for the meal or whatever and the damage done maybe, but it's all good though, man. Yeah, and I'll tell you one story. When I went on a date, through Tinder, many, many years ago.
I've never been on any one of these apps.
I hate them. Now I don't use any of them, but... I just use my charming self. I walk up to women in the street and I'm like, start negging now. I'm just
Habibi,
kidding. I don't
Habibi,
do that.
Habibi,
I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Habibi, yella, 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 Habibi.
But fucking, yes.
Yeah, so sorry. But that is so joke in France. You've been in France and the way like the rude boys stand on the corner and try and get birds' attention. Hey, oh!
What, like they're getting a cat, like a cat.
Hey, oh! They do.
Yeah.
Like a cat.
Joke.
Oh, fuck it out. You're like, boys, this is really not going to work, bro. Like, there's no way any bird's going to stop. Oh, yeah, hello.
But so I'm on Tinder, I'm swiping away on Tinder. Quite a hot girl. But you know how sometimes they frame their pictures so you can't really get like a proper view of what's going on. And to be honest, what I would do on Tinder, I know this probably sounds bad, but whatever, I don't give a shit. I used to just not even look at the pictures. I used to swipe right. Because I got hardly any matches ever. Yeah.
I've seen blokes doing that, just sitting there going like that.
I just go right. And then if one matches, then I'll get engaged. I'm not going to sit there and look her through all her pictures and like she's just not going to match me anyway.
Make sure you read my profile before you contact me, yeah?
Exactly.
I promise I don't talk this much in person, lols.
So boom, I link up with this chick and we message a little bit on, you know, on the Tinder. Then I get a number, I give her a call, and I'm like, let's meet, let's go for dinner, you know, tomorrow. No, for drinks. I'll meet in Soho after work. I think it was a Thursday night. Let's go meet. We'll go to a bar. I know a nice bar in Soho. Yeah.
So this is the first date.
First date. Now I meet her, and she, you know, she's wearing this big jacket. Beautiful face. You know, nice long hair. She's wearing this big jacket because it was quite cold. I remember this was in winter time. Yeah. Meet her outside the station. It's dark now as well. It's nighttime. I get, you know, a little kiss on the cheek. Hey, you know, we exchange pleasantries, and I go, yeah, let's go. So we walk down Soho to this bar. I know it's like down in this cellar.
No. Where's she from?
Australia. And that's another thing. I didn't realize, I didn't know she was from Australia until I met her. And she had a mad thick Australian accent.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm not too into it. But it was the last thing I was expecting. I had no idea she was Australian.
Was she really nasal?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Or was she like more from the fucking...
Nah, program? Nasal as fuck, man.
Oh, my. No, right. No.
But anyway, so we start walking.
Well, how old was she?
I can't remember. I think we were both in our early 30s. Or late 20s, I can't remember. This is a while ago, yeah. And then anyway, so we're walking to the bar now, and you know, we're chatting while we're walking, and you know the usual chat, oh, what do you do? Where do you work? Where have you, what you been up to? You know what I mean? So like I was like, you know, I work in events, blah blah blah. And I was like, where do you work? And she goes, I work in cosmetics, is what she said. And I thought, when she said that, I thought, makeup. Oh, she does makeup and stuff, yeah. So I'm like, oh, cool. And then the conversation goes into, because she said cosmetics. For some reason, I'd steered the conversation towards plastic surgery. Yeah.
And did I. You want to talk about BAPS?
No, I started gunning you plastic dirty surgery. Man. No, I started gunning plastic surgery, going, oh, they just fucking prey on people's weaknesses and insecurities. And, you know, like people should just.
What, thinking, you know, that this is, might be what she'd like to hear?
No, I was just going off on one, just on my high horse, talking about like plastic surgery and shit. Yeah. Yeah. Like going, oh, people should embrace their natural beauty. It gives them character. Everyone looked the same with Botox. I was just going off on one about plastic surgery. Yeah. Properly going off. Yeah, going off on one. And then we get to the bar now, and then I see her in the light, and she's had her fucking lips done, she's had her cheeks done, and then she takes her jacket off, she'd had her boobs done,
BAPS done,
everything. And I was like, ah, oh, because she stayed quiet throughout that whole bit. I was just going on a tirade about anti-plastic surgery. Shit. She must have felt so shit, man. Like, and
she stayed with you like during the date.
She came. Well, she's Australian. I don't think she cared that much. She couldn't have, because she came on the date. She didn't turn around, and go fuck you, then and bop off, which I probably would have done if I was there, because I was going off on one. And then we go down in the bar, and I was like, oh, I didn't say anything, but obviously in my head, I'm like, fuck, man, I must have
just been gunning her for like
20. Gunning her looks without even knowing, you know.
And but I was, what, when you bopped into the light, how did you instantly know?
Just when we sat down. It wasn't even when we bopped in the light. We sat down. I'm sat opposite her. The light is on us, you know.
Now you're properly,
and now I'm looking at
her. Because appreciating lineage. Yeah, and you're like, hang on, this lineage has been handmade.
Because when we're walking, we're side by side. I'm not staring at her like this walking. I'm looking at, you know, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, so I'm not looking, staring at her, you know what I mean? Which I'm,
no, but you seemed quite... adapt at seeing she had cheeks done, she had,
well, what was it?
What did you, lips done?
She didn't look like done. She didn't look like Madonna now, you know what I mean? So it wasn't that obvious, but then once I was in the light, I realized, I was like, oh shit. And then knowing she works in a cosmetics, that's what she meant, you know what I mean? And I just, like, in my head, I was just going, fuck, man. And like, and it wasn't even about me. I just, you know, I must have made her feel really fucking shitty or something. You know, that's what was going through my head. So that's why I was like, just spent the rest of the date digging myself out of this hole. And
you
then,
know what I said about plastic surgery?
Yeah.
If you need it, yeah, then it's absolutely fine. It's actually something quite medically advanced, so we should use it, because...
I must have said some shit like that, like something, like just to get out of it, you know? Like to...
If a person's not happy with their body, yeah? Let me tell you right now, yeah? After 4 pints, they should have the right to change it, and so they you know, body, they feel body positive. You know what I mean?
Or like, who am I?
I'm down with that. Like, who am I to judge someone's, exactly, like, you know what I mean, their body or what they want to wear or look like? You know what they want to eat? The fat cunt. I mean, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I spend the rest of the date trying to dig myself, and I got a little kiss at the end, so I must have done all right.
But did you ride the Panani Drive of the girl in Barmy?
No.
No, she was like, mate, listen, you, mate. Fucking pom. Yeah. You don't know what I look like after that fucking shark attack, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Yellow, my house.
I mean, you know what? Like, you know, she was a laugh, though, and I did want a second date, but yeah, just it didn't happen, man.
Did you give her a root? I used to live in Australia.
Give her a root,
I used to live in an Australian bird who was on Neighbours.
Oh, yeah.
And her brethren and me.
Yeah.
And they both had boyfriends, and one of the fucking boyfriends was like, did you give her a root, mate? Yeah. Did I warp? Or did I what? You give her a good root? Did I root her? Yeah. Rooted her into the ground.
Oh, my God.
That's yeah, good. Mate. Gotta give you a fucking root.
I've been on worse dates as well, but I can't. None can really come to mind right now, man. But that one did. Do you have any bad dates? You've been on a bad date? Well, what's up?
Can you think, mate? Have I been on a bad fucking date? Fuck me! I must have been on about 85 billion, bro.
Yeah.
Just thinking about what we were like when we were younger.
Mm. Oh man, yeah.
Think, fuck me. Bad dates.
But you know,
I had one of those a bit like what you said when you saw them in the light. When I went to some club,
yeah,
and I was lipsing this girl, and we swapped numbers, and I said, "Yeah, let's link up." I thought she was hot.
Yeah. Well, it turned out to be in Ghana.
Yeah. I've got another story about that, actually. Fuck, dude.
Now stick with one story. Come on, man.
I got about maybe I can get five stories out. I don't know. And anyway, I thought she was quite hot. Swap numbers and that. And she wanted to do like some proper fucking... she was like a foreign student come here. She was like Italian or something. She wanted to go to one of the museums. And and I got this text like, what the fuck? I'm not in my 20s, you know what I mean? I'm just ready to ride the Panani. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go to the fucking... And I was doing art at uni and fucking everything. I've been to these museums a billion times. Anyway, I said, yeah. Went to go and link her. And I think it was the fucking V&A. There's a couple of steps outside, really long sit. I'm just sitting on these steps and this bird arrives,
yeah,
and just starts standing next to me. Yeah? And I'm like, looking at her and she goes, hi. And I'm like, immediately thinking, oh, shit. Like, this is back then you were shallow, you know what I mean? I could do
yeah,
what I
yeah,
want
of course.
Then.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'm thinking, this girl is fucking buttered. Like, oh, what the fuck? And I've agreed to go on this date. And I'm not a cunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But it turns out I was a cunt. I fucking went. I was thinking, you know what I mean? I don't know. There's something about the museum as well. I've been here a billion times. I've drawn fucking every single Malaysian helmet that there fucking is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a fucking shit. And she's going around this.
No, I love the V&A. I love the V&A personally. But yeah, go on.
I did the old, I'm going for a piss.
No.
And she's like, yeah. I said, I'm going for a piss. We hadn't been in there long. You know what I mean? It was like 15, 20 minutes. And I said, like, I'm going for a piss.
No, you didn't, man.
She's like, yeah, me, you here? And I was like, yeah.
No. Okay, that's not a bad date for you. That's a bad date for her,
that's
bro.
That's a horrible thing to do. Yeah. I don't know how long she stayed and we looked around. But I was like, yo.
Oh, that is.
Girl is butters, bro. What the fuck?
You're a proper cunt, man. You're a
evil cunt. There's this another bird. I think I can't. If I described her, which I won't do,
yeah,
that's not fair.
No, of course.
You'd know who she is. Maybe you know who she is. Like,
oh no.
She was around on the scene in like the Raven Pub. You know when people were going to Pub outside Stamford Bridge Tube.
Say her name.
Anyway,
I'll bleep it out.
I don't know her name. I can't remember. Oh, okay. That's it. I can't remember. She was kind of in the crew as well.
Oh wow, okay. Dark. But she might even be watching. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't.
Anyway, yeah. No, this looks bad on me. She was blatantly on me. You know what I mean? After a couple of Fridays at the pub, you're thinking, oh yeah, she's the same bird who keeps coming up to me. Like, she's blatantly on it. Next time, yeah.
Yeah.
And ended up linking her. Went to her house. Just me and her, straight after the pub. Boss, she lived like very, very close.
Okay, so this is another separate one. Yeah, okay, yeah, go on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Linked them up.
No, separate chick.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I seen that she was kind of cool. But I won't say what I didn't like about her because it's too harsh, yeah? But, you know, I mean, that's how I was back then.
Yeah.
Properly, like, you know. If I think you don't do anything where I'm not sure about it, I'm like, nah. But
wait, that's another thing. Yeah, like you're saying, man, when we're young, especially men, when they, I don't know about women, maybe they can let us know.
No, 100% dirty men, little man.
Yeah, like where, like, if it isn't perfect, then you're like, nah, you know what I mean? It's like
the acne or something.
Any
like
little
remember things. Buzz back in the day? Remember when you get kids get spots?
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day, there was buzz and were banging? You were like, oh, I wish she didn't have acne. She was hot as dick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, we didn't look inwards as well. Like, you know, we're not perfect either at all. You know,
a skinny toothpick in these mad over baggy arms, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah, look at her.
Yeah,
she's fucking butters.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about, you fucking pussy? You can't even get served like cigarettes when you're 18.
Oh, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Back in the day, you had to be 15 and then 60. Still couldn't get served fucking bro.
So your idea of a bad date is just...
Anyway, I went to her house. Went up to her house.
Yeah.
She started getting on it. Do you know what I mean? She's only human, bruv. And I'm thinking, yo, this girl's getting on it.
Mm.
And we proceed to bang it, and within like 30 seconds, I'm gonna bust.
Oh shit!
I'm thinking I can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can.
But like, it might have been less than 30
start
seconds.
Thinking, oh, my grandma naked, my grandma naked,
grandma's fucking hell, yeah.
Some fucked up shit.
But what I did instead, yeah, I was continuing the bang.
Yeah.
And I really tried, like, use like internal muscles to try and stop the ejaculating. But I did it. And obviously it must have come a bit or not come a bit. I was like, fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Just from internal, like, but it was like a horrible thing to do. Like, never.
You're going to injure yourself.
Obviously you would never. Yeah. Anyway, that night when I was leaving her house, I have a bicycle. Outside, I got on my bike, and by the 20 seconds down the road, I was in fucking agony.
Oh my God.
So painful. I was thinking about calling my dad. Like, whatever, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have tried to, like, enforce the cum to stay inside.
Oh my God.
Like, fucking fucked.
Yeah, like they say.
Like, I needed, like, the biggest piss on the earth, but, like, my dick was burning. But, like, the insides, you know, when your balls, like, go up in. You can feel your ball. Like when it's cold outside or something, you're playing soccer. You don't even play football outside.
You know what? It probably was.
But your balls, that's what your balls do. They get in and out. You can feel like internal pains.
It was blatant.
As if you were a bird with like ovaries and eggs and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah. And I got off the bike and it was a bit better. I got back on the bike, tried to cycle. I'm like, oh, seriously, bro. Another just 10 meters. So it's sort of 10 meters.
Oh, man.
I'm like dying in fucking pain. On my J's, like lying on the pavement,
oh,
like, put my bike down, you know what I mean? So like Stamford Brook, Chiswick High Road bit, goes into Hammersmith, I'm like, like screaming. Yeah?
Jesus.
Thinking I can't get home.
Yeah, you can't walk.
I can't do anything. I was in so much fucking pain.
Jesus.
I never saw that bird again. It was her fault. But I was like, bruv. Lying on the street.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like two sort of 30 in the morning. So it's been like pub, last orders, gone back to her, like that kind of time. Dying. Can't get home.
You should have had a quick wank.
And it's like fucking burnt. I didn't know whether to have a beat or not.
Yeah, have a quick wank on the pavement.
Not at that time, but like it lasted for a long time. Like days later, I was like, man, if I have a beat now, maybe it will like relieve some kind of internal, external burning, like everything.
Oh man,
everything.
Oh mate, maybe it was, bruv. I'm not a doctor, yeah, but maybe it was your prostate or something like got inflamed or
it was internal combustion.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. And then you sat on the bike pedal. The bike seat.
No, it wasn't just, no, it wasn't nothing to do with the bike. It was just like when I was right, I'm going home now and started moving, like, yo.
Oh, shit, man. So, yo, kids, if you're going to prematurely ejaculate, just go for it, man. Just let it go.
You have to fucking jizz.
She will understand. Just bust the lyric. Just go, yo, man, you're so beautiful that I couldn't hold it in. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Just bust the lyric.
I like you so much like that. You know what I mean? I've been waiting for this for ages. Yeah. But, you know.
Give me 10 minutes. I'll be back again, man. Give me 10 minutes.
Do you remember those days? Give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 days.
Yeah.
10 days.
Jeez Louise, man. All right, you know, look, enough themes fucking.
No, but that's a great idea. Big up that lovely lady for sending that in. That's Thank fucking you. Brilliant to do. We should do more of those. People, if you've got anything to say.
Oh, shit.
Could be questions, queries, anything.
I got another one. Joke. I got another one because I posted on Instagram stories. I said, I asked everyone to send in your craziest story that happened when you were out doing graph. Yeah. So, and we got a couple in.
Dog, some of those are those.
But I want to play this. But the thing is, I haven't got it prepared. Shall I just save it for next week? Because I can play it through the mic now. You'll be able to hear it.
No, yeah, play it while the missus goes to the toilet.
Let me play it.
Thank you.
All right, check it out.
First one that springs to mind, doing track sides in East London somewhere. Finished my dub. I'm waiting around for my fouls to finish. I look up and the flat overlooking us, one of them, the blinds are wide open. There's some geezer there railing two birds. I think one was sitting on his face. The other one was riding him like a roller coaster. Hammer and tongs, held for leather, loving his life. And it was at that point I started to question my own life, to be honest, and my choice of hobbies. But anyway, the dub came out all right. So, you know, that's a kind of win.
All right, there we
go. Your fucking trackside on some dirty, you know, it's always fucking Rankerton on trackside, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Rankerton. You look it up, some geezer's having his face sat on, getting a blos from the other bird.
Oh my God.
And you finish your dub as well, you're waiting for your mate to stand in the trackside and think, what the fuck is this? What's going on with life?
And then what am I doing, man? Man, I've seen some crazy shit through people's windows, man. But maybe we save it for a proper one. We do a proper one because we've gone over an hour now, man. So I reckon we wrap it up because it's Tuesday night. This has got to be out by midnight tonight for everyone on Spotify and Apple. Yeah. And it'll be on YouTube on Wednesday, like every Wednesday, man. You know how we do, party people. It's Arms House to your mom's house. Son of a bitch. So, yo, send those in. The email is below if you want to send it on an email. You can DM us a voice note on Instagram or however you want to do it. Just get it done and we will.
That's 100%. You got to do that. That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, man. Let us know.
That's fucking brilliant. Anything like that
for us to react to. Anything, man. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. And shit, theme. Did you watch that movie, Star?
No, I still haven't seen
it. I asked you politely to find time.
I know who's in it now.
Find time to...
What do you mean find time, bro? We're doing this Tuesday. Oh, maybe I could have done it Sunday, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You said it's on YouTube.
Yes, I put the link in the last episode, it's in the link, so you can just click the link and check it out. But then someone who heard it from the last episode said that they watched it and thought it was a cool film, but then they said, do you know there's been a graffiti porn movie made? By these writers. It's on Pornhub, yeah. It's Leo Lulu, LEOLULU. And they go in a train yard with this. She's quite hot, man. I think she's quite hotty, man.
The porn channel is him and that bird. It's him and his
mission. Yeah, and he must be a writer. Obviously, he doesn't put his tag in, like, you know, but they're in the train yard, bopping through this really high quality video filming. I think it's in Athens or it might be in Italy. I don't know. It's definitely not in England.
It's definitely something like that. Athens or Italy.
Yeah. And they're just straight walking out in the train yard.
It is Greek, no?
Maybe Greek, yeah. It could be Greek, yeah. I fuck knows, man. I didn't watch it for that long, man. I didn't beat to it.
Squirting all over the floor in the train yard, bro.
He squirts in it as well, which is, that's my jam, you know what I mean?
69, dudes!
If you can get Maddie, a nice Brazilian who squirts all over the place.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Fucking Hook me up, life.
Hook me up, son. We have listeners who listen to this podcast in Singapore, in Ireland, in Australia, in obviously in England, but none in Brazil, man. What's up with that? Come on, Brazil. Get with the program. Man.
Sitting next to a girl from Brazil on the train today. Do you know what happened to me today? Got on the train today, went to sit down, and this bird had an umbrella sticking out of her handbag like that. So it kind of hit me as I sat down, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I instantly clocked who it was. And I was in there, I don't want to do like the whole... I've met this bird like twice at Andrea's cousin's house.
Ah, okay.
Alma, you know Alma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Met her there twice. She was there quite recently at a party, like November or something, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
and she's Brazilian. And I remember thinking of the Venezuelan rules that I'm not allowed to talk to Brazilian.
Yeah, of course. Here, yeah.
That's going to be my excuse. But this one, I could have been like, yo, do you remember me? We were chatting at that party. She would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I hate that when you run into people on the train and you just want to listen to your fucking headphones and just chill. But then you see someone where you don't know them, where you're like, oh, yo, like you really like them and you want to chat to them. It's someone you know where... If you do
that,
if
I've they met do, her twice.
If they
you
do,
you both have to be like, oh,
yeah, all right, where you go.
It just so happened I sat next to her.
She didn't notice you.
I'm not going to say shit. I had beanie, headphones, book.
Yeah.
I've done that. 90 when I'm coming back.
I've done that where 90. I've even noticed that they've seen me and they're trying to make eye contact. And I'm like, can see them in my peripheral. And I'm like, just don't look over there and I can get through this journey without
a geezer did that to me the other day. There's a geezer at work who doesn't want to go home with anyone. He doesn't want to do any of that chat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like that. It's quite a joke. This geezer's quite a joke. I should talk about it more. But I was standing on the platform at Parsons just waiting for the train. And he comes up to me like here where the mic is, bruv. He's tall. He's like a tall geezer. Just looks at me like that and just goes, and just bops off. We weren't like sitting well close to each other.
He's like, no, I'm not happening, bruv.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing it like, oh, maybe he doesn't sit. Like, he just done. He's like,
no. I'd rate him for that. I'd rate him for that.
Yeah, and I rated him because I was like, oh, thank God for that, mate.
Yeah.
I don't want to go home with you either, bruv. I rated him so much for that.
Oh, man. Listen,
I'm going to say to him, like, you blatantly saw me.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Party people, peace and love, man. Episode 69, Arms House to your Mum's House in the bag. You wanted to go out on a song, though. What song?
It's called Shoot You by Sizzler.
Sizzler.
This Arms House we have for Shoot You. Shoot You.
He's not talking about shooting gay people, is he?
No.
Okay, good.
Talking about like anyone dissing on a mic and they get Shoot You.
Oh, okay, that's all right, mate. That's all right. Peace, five people, we out. People, I want to send some love to Miss Lady FaZe.
Miss Lady FaZe!
Salute, man. She loves the pod. She's a big supporter and she even uses it with her teaching of some sort. She mentioned that to us. So
she's the biggest fucking gangster bird on earth, bro.
She's a gangster for sure, man. Much love. And she wanted to say, she wanted us to big up the Lyrically Lifted crew at the Bristol Drugs Project.
God!
The BDP.
I'm Lyrically Lifted, bro.
Yeah, boy. Salute.
Man, I lift you up lyrically.
Arms
House can't see we.
Peace, bye, people.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bro?